Mini Driver, Rob Corddry dramatized reading of the Mueller report, "They gotta impeach this guy, right?" by Hannah Blow on June 25, 2019. Yet another horde of Hollywood figures, including actors Rob Corddry and Minnie Driver, have dramatized a reading of former FBI Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report of the 2016 presidential election, this time in a video sponsored by Need to Impeach. The two-minute video features Deborah Messing, Mary Lynn Ricecup, Anika Noni Rose, Alicia Reiner, Kirk Acevedo, Joshua Molina, Rob Corddry, John Cryer, and Yvette Nicole Brown all reading from what they jokingly dubbed Mueller Report, the movie. According to Comey's account, at one point during the dinner, the president stated, "I need loyalty. I expect loyalty," the celebrities read. Can you imagine if this was from the real report? Ricecup asked. It is, the camera woman said, with the video jumping to a series of shocked reactions from the actors and actresses. Really? Seriously? No. No effing way. That's the real Mueller report word for word? The president told the FBI director that he needed loyalty? The actors also read a line highlighting President Trump's joke about Russia finding Hillary Clinton's missing emails. Russia. If you're listening, I hope you're able to find 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you'll be rewarded mightily by our press. I mean, they gotta impeach this guy, right? Brown asked. Is this supposed to be funny, or terrifying? Molina followed. This is far from the first time Hollywood has taken aim at Trump and the Mueller report. Nearly a month ago, New York theater companies held a live 24-hour reading of the report, calling it filibustered and unfiltered. America Reads the Mueller Report. On Monday night, a flock of actors and actresses, including Alyssa Milano, John Lithgow, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, participated in a live-streamed play about the release of the 448-page report. The Mueller Report found no prosecutable evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, and Mueller did not recommend charging Trump with obstruction of justice.